AMS is a premier substance use disorder treatment facility in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. AMS specializes in outpatient counseling services for individuals struggling with substance use disorders. Evidence-based, client-centered care is their main focus. AMS offers over 30 different group therapy options a month, individualized counseling sessions, and the options of receiving medication assistance. Your treatment is in your hands. AMS currently accepts Delaware and Maryland Medicaid, Medicare, and VA benefits. For help, call 302-227-1320 and schedule your intake appointment today. Good morning. All right. Good morning. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom. I'm going to take off this stupid bracelet because it's going to bang the table. It's not a bracelet. It's a man bracelet. Part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check it out. A lot of local folks doing local podcasts, having a lot of fun. Not caring. Just doing it. What's happening? Crack my coffee. How's it going? I'm Tom 2.0. Made some changes, or I want to make some changes. I want to make some changes in my life. You know, I was talking to my buddy Carlos. Him and his wife been doing a cool diet. He's like, dude, you can eat whatever you want as long as it's clean. I was like, well, shit, that sounds good. I mean, I can clean off some Life cereal, and I can clean off some peanut butter and apples. Actually, I have to ask him about peanut butter. I'm imagining peanut butter isn't clean. But he said, yeah, you can eat whatever you want as long as it's clean. I was like, geez. But this could be a trap. Actually, this one sounds pretty safe. I've gotten caught in a few diet traps. Intermittent fasting was a good one. That one's still out for the jury. I don't know. I ran with my buddy James and Brian yesterday, and James said he'd finished his 11-hour fast and had a breakfast, and I was like, oh, wow, he's still doing it. He's still doing the intermittent fasting. My problem is that, like everything in my life, I take everything to the extreme. And then I start selling it. I'm putting it out there. Who's buying it? And unfortunately, the only person buying it is usually me. I usually buy my own bullshit. Now, it's innocent enough. You know, it's a diet. And the intermittent fasting diet was, you have dinner. You know, maybe 200 years ago, you know, before snacks and treats and all this wonderful garbage that they offer now existed. Where it feels like we're headed, but, you know, you had dinner, you know, I guess you hunted it or raised it or had stored it in the root cellar someplace. It was put away and you cooked it and you had dinner and then that was it. Blow out the candles. Party's over. You know, maybe you had a warm milk. I don't know. Maybe a little sugar. I don't even know if they had. I guess they had sugar. And that was it. And then basically you went to bed. And then when you got up the next morning, you had breakfast. You broke fast. And, but you know, nowadays we want to get involved and create more things. So now they have intermittent fasting. Trying to recreate that thing. I couldn't do it. I mean, I could do it. But like Carlos told me yesterday, what were you eating when you would eat, though? And I was, you know, I was like, shit, I just went 18 hours without food. I'm eating whatever the hell I want. I think, though, for me, not for you, for me, I think my body was like, dude, you're starving. You know, my body doesn't know what's going on out here. My body's just a, you know, like a little factory, a little machine running. And, you know, the workers inside are like, you know, what's coming in? Let's look at what's coming in. Let's look at it when it's coming in. And I think my body was like, not much is coming in. So let's store it. So I felt like even these small little meals that I was eating in the intermittent fasting, I was getting fatter. Or I was just, I shouldn't say that. I was putting on weight. And I'm like, I'm doing all this non-eating, and I feel like all I'm doing is gaining weight. So I'm like, this is crazy. So I had to quit doing that. Because, of course, you know my buddy James, he does 11 hours. If, you know, you tell me 11, I'm doing 18 hours. You know, I got a six-hour window in a 24-hour day that I'm eating. And that's me. That's me. That's that selfish side of me trying to make me better. And if you said do this might help, I'd double it. It's insanity. So then I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I quit that. I was like, I don't know. I don't have a scale, but I felt like I was getting heavier and heavier and getting discouraged. So then I'm like, you know what I think? Here I go, thinking again. I decided I'm going to just try to start eating and try to get that motor running. And I've actually been feeling a lot better. Having a little bit of breakfast, having a little bit of lunch, having a little dinner. You know. But now, I talked about it the other day. I was inspired, you know, by Tom Brady. I mean, not really, but, I appreciate the guy. And I was reading an article about eating clean, which I was a big proponent of eating clean. But, you know, you get comfortable, and next thing you know, you get your elbow deep in a can of Pringles. But talking to Carlos, this, I don't know what the diet is. I'll have to ask him again. 0-30, 30 to 0 something. You know, basically a 30-day diet of just eating clean, no alcohol, which, you know. I wish I had that to blame my issues on. But I don't drink, obviously, so I can't blame it on that. But he was telling me, yeah, you can eat anything you want as long as it's clean. I was like, wow. I mean, it's kind of like life, right? You can do anything you want as long as it's, you know, sort of clean. And so I've been trying to eat better. I've been, instead of like, we're big into like potatoes, mashed potatoes. He said you can eat those as long as they're clean. And I have to figure out what that means. Like, can they have butter? Probably not. But, you know, a lot of noodles, a lot of white floury junk. And so I've just, you know, like the night before we had, I made chicken sauteed a little bit of broccoli and some rice. And last night I made some hanger steak, which is freaking delicious. If you haven't ever tried hanger steak, you should check it out. It's amazing. But I made hanger steak and rice and green beans. Just simple, clean. I mean, I'm assuming that's clean. I mean, it was steamed beans, steamed rice, and I just cooked the meat in a pan and put it in the oven. But I'm feeling better, and I feel like I'm losing some weight. Or maybe I'm just getting rid of the garbage inside. You know, I think I feel like I hold a lot of weight inside in my, like, guts. But, you know, it's never ending. And this has nothing to do with alcohol. This has nothing to do with drugs. This is just me being insane. And, you know, it's something I'm trying to focus on. You know, at 52, I want to be, you know, I want to be healthier. I'm a pretty healthy guy, but I don't know what I want. Okay. Just trying to do the right thing. I know that, I've been doing a lot of stretching lately. I don't know how old the folks are, or young, old, whatever, but I definitely realize as I get older, especially when I run, that I get very tight. And, you know, I don't have any knee problems, and I ran on Monday, and my left knee was dying. I made it about 2 miles, and then on the way back, maybe at mile three, just that knee just started hurting. And I'm like, what's going on with the knee? So I'd have to walk and run and walk and run, and finally got home. And, you know, usually run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So Wednesday, I was like, or Tuesday night, you know, we were going to run. I want to get back into it. And I was worried about my knee. So I started stretching. And I, you know, it's, if anybody knows about this kind of stuff, you can send me a message. But I'm like, why would my knee hurt? It never has before. I'm not, you know, I'm not cutting. I'm not jiving. I'm just running a nice, simple pace. Nothing crazy. And then I started thinking about it. I go, you know, maybe I need to start stretching a little bit. And so I sat on the floor and I put, like, the bottoms of my feet together. I think it's called I don't know what it's called. But, you know, you put the bottoms of your feet together and you kind of let your knees kind of fall to the sides. Oh, man, my knees were, like, at 45-degree angles. I couldn't even get my legs down. And I just slowly, I just relaxed and just let gravity pull them slowly down. And they, you know, they got farther down and farther down. They don't quite reach to the ground, but it was a good stretch. And so I stretched Tuesday night before bed. I sat on the floor and just did a bunch of stretching and really, really, really tight. Tighter than I've honestly ever been. I got a massage a couple weeks ago and she, you know, have you ever had a massage and they're like, ooh. Oh, boy, you know, and she was like, oh, boy. And she worked me over and helped me a lot, but it's all just getting tight. So I stretched, and I'm assuming that there's something that kind of goes from the groin down to the knee, right? There's probably some ligament, tendon, muscle, something that twisted mass in there that somehow connects to the knee up to the top, and what I'm guessing is that it must have gotten so tight that it's pulling my knee a bit, and so as I run, it's not landing correctly. This is me being, you know, a doctor. But I will tell you that I also got up on Wednesday morning and just did the same stretches, pull, you know, that same, you know, that, I wish I knew the name of it. My son told me it yesterday, but, you know, where you put your feet together and just let your knees kind of stretch out. And we ended up running, and I had zero knee pain. And that was good. So there it is. There's proof that, you know, for me, what I was doing, I had to take a look at it and, you know, just, you know, getting back to basics and stretching out and that kind of stuff. You know, I wasn't going to even podcast today because I'm a cesspool of thoughts. You know, there's so much going on right now in the political world with this trial, and you know, I want to restrain from pen and tongue, but at the same time, I'm really, it's a little disturbing. And, you know, I want to talk about it, but I also don't want to, like, get up into it. I don't want to waste my time. But then I'm also like, if I don't waste my time, what do people think about this? You know, this trial and this evidence, and I'm reading this article with one of the senators. I'm just going to not going to name any names, but he's like, yep, the more we see, the more we realize that we do not want to convict the president. I mean, am I missing something? There's been times in the last 4 years where I liked Trump. I've liked... didn't hate him or whatever. Still even open to some of his ideas at the very end, trying to give him the opportunity to plead his case, you know, what he's going to do for the country or whatever. That just never happened, right? At least I didn't hear it. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there that was loved what he said or did, but, you know, I didn't get it. So, you know, it is what it is. But today we're looking at this insurrection and this, you know, it looks a lot like he, you know, he was kind of leading it. I mean, so if I stood back, you know, a week ago, I'd have said that, you know, he was absolutely leading the coup, right? Leading it. But I said, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so I'll just sit back and see what happens. And maybe I've missed something. But they're laying it all out there, and it clearly seems like that's it's coming down to kind of how I thought it was. But how can so many, well, let's just say, what is it, 17 Republicans, you know, they need 17 votes to get the conviction. And I don't even know what the conviction is. I mean, you know, is he going to jail? I don't even know what happens, right? But these 17 people that, for whatever reason, if the reasoning is good or bad, I don't know, because I'm not in that world, but I know that they have reasons, and some of them believe, quite a few of that 17, I guess it is, believe that, you know, the president really didn't do anything. Shame on the Democrats. I'm like, what? I'm so confused, right? But that is, it's not consuming me, but it's bothering me. And listen, I can, you know, use program, I can think about this, I can, you know, mind my own business, stay on my own square, keep my nose straight. It's just another one of these weird things that pop up in my life where I just don't know. I feel like I'm not making any sense. I'm so confused by this, honestly. I don't even know if I should even post this podcast because it's just, I don't know what to say about it. I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I guess more should be revealed, right? I guess, you know, in due time we will learn more, I guess. Pepe. I got run over by the truth one day. Yeah. Didn't see the red light. It's great. You know, I wanted to give a shout out to my boy Jay. He's in the hospital. JD. Not program, just a friend. Good friend. Small local business owner. Great friend, honestly. Him and I, he's actually my son's coach, and you know, someone told me that he's actually in the hospital. I'm not going to say he has COVID. I don't know that he has COVID, and he didn't tell me that he has COVID. But, if someone said he's in the hospital having lung problems. And I was like, oh, my God. So I text him. I go, Jay, bro, how are you, buddy? I'm thinking about you. And I didn't hear anything. And finally, he texted me last night, and then he said, I'm not going to read the text, but basically, I'm in BB fighting for air. I'm in BB fighting for my life. And he said fighting for air. I added the fighting for life. So, it's not like he's fighting for life and texting me. He's struggling, though. I guess he has an issue, and he's in there. And I'm worried about him. He's such a good guy, and he's just one of those people that's always there for me. And whenever I can be there for him, I try to be. We've had our ups and downs. We've fought it out. He was a great, there was one of my problems. One of my things is that I'm just, oh my God. Well, anyway, this whole podcast is a big cheese ball. So I'm just going to, people calling, I can't finish. And I didn't really want to do this podcast because I couldn't quite get my thoughts together. I'm disturbed by this trial or whatever, impeachment trial is annoying. I don't know what it is. I'm just feeling, I don't feel like I have both feet planted right now. And I'm just, I'm out here and it's just annoying. And I'm annoyed by what everybody says. And I'm just in a funky place. I guess I have to just say it. I'm just in a funky place, right? Just got to put it out there. I'll just say it. If this guy, this fucking president, doesn't get convicted of this shit, I'm losing faith and hope into this government. I guess that's what it is, and I'm a huge fan of our government. good or bad, I have good feelings, I think, or I thought, and I'm just really discouraged by the whole thing. And I guess this is just one of those days that it's just annoying me. And forgive me for this podcast. Hopefully I wasn't annoying. Let me see. Maybe we can find a reading in this. I was just going to scrap it, but fuck it. I talked. Put it out there. I guess the point is I'm not perfect. And, I'm annoyed today. I am annoyed today. Daily reflections. Maybe this will bring some peace for me today. The limits of self-reliance. We asked ourselves why we had them, fears. Wasn't it because self-reliance failed us? Alcoholics Anonymous, page 68. All of my character defects separate me from God's will. When I ignore my association with him, I face the world and my alcoholism alone. It must depend on self-reliance. I've never found security and happiness through self-will, and the only result in a life of fear and discontent. God provides me the path back to him and to his gift of serenity and comfort. First, however, I must be willing to acknowledge my fears and understand their source of power over me. I frequently ask God to help me understand how I separate myself from him. Well, that's what's been going on right there, people. This shit going on is separating me from God and or my higher power or whatever it is. And it's just, I'm a mess about it. I'm a mess about it. And people being sick and all this shit. So have a great day. I'm going to continue to try to eat clean. Let's just eating clean is my goal for the day. Have a great day. Bye.